to Bible Fellowship Church Let's Talk Ministry. Thank you for joining us. I'm looking at Acts chapter 19, a passage that I was processing or reading through for our prison ministry, and found some interesting things, and so I thought I maybe would share that with you. So as you gather with us on Let's Talk, I ran across Acts chapter 19 in this verse, verse 17, And these became known to all the residents of Ephesus, both Jew and Greeks, and fear fell upon them all, and the name of the Lord was extolled. Also, many of those who were believers came confessing and divulging their practices. So something's happening in the book of Acts. God is supernaturally using Paul in such a way that someone can take a handkerchief and touch Paul's skin or maybe an apron, and they can carry that to their friends or loved ones that are ill, and if that handkerchief or apron touches them, they are healed, or they are taking that handkerchief or apron and to someone who's demon possessed, and that spirit has left them. And so God is doing something supernatural. What's fascinating to me is the question is, what would it take for you and I, Church of America, to get to the place where we said to one another, you know, we're going to confess and divulge the things that are going on in our lives. And what has taken place here is not only the handkerchief thing, but there's some Jews that are going to try to use Paul's language. And there's seven of them, verse 14, the seven sons of a Jewish high priest named Sikev were doing this. But the evil spirits answered them, "Jesus I know, Paul I recognize, but who are you?" And so they're maybe saying the same phrase, they're invoking the name of the Lord, but using Paul as the commanding voice. And so the evil spirits say back to them, and the man in whom was the evil spirits leapt on them. So there's one in seven. So he beat up seven people. They left that house bloodied and naked. That's literally what the text says, wounded and naked. And this became known to all the residents. So this scenario of one person beating up seven is now spread. And Jews and Greeks were now in awe of the God that Paul had been talking about. So much so that they started to divulge their stuff. And so now they're going to bring their practices of magic arts, their books, and they're going to burn them in the sight of all. And they counted the value of them and found it to be 50,000 pieces of silver. One of the people that I was reading said 50,000 pieces of silver was enough to support 150 men's salary for 1 year. So this is taking place based on one person who has an evil spirit attacks seven Jewish people that were faking it. And they leave a house naked and wounded or bloody. And there's a sense of awe on the Jews and the Greeks. And so then I started to think about, you know, passages of scripture where, you know, I was thinking about Psalm 51. We got words from David and saying, "Father, you know me." But then you get down to verse 10 of 51, Psalm 51:10. It says, "Create in me a clean heart, O God." And so you have David not only recognizing who God is and ask for forgiveness of his sin, but he's going to go take the next step and say, "Okay, God, I want you to do something inside of me, create in me a clean heart." And so I don't know what's going on in your life today. I was reminded of Psalm 116, asking God, crying out to God, Psalm 91, where God is our refuge and strength. What would God want from you today for you to divulge an area of your life that you might be struggling with? Not necessarily you're going to put a microphone in front of your face and let everybody in the church know, but just saying, you know, God, this is what I'm struggling with. This is an area of my life that I'm not going in the right direction, and so I want to come to you because I know you're a God of second chances. I know you're a God of grace. I know you're a God of mercy. And so I want to come to you now because sin really matters to me. John Armstrong was telling us on Tuesday, we were just talking to staff meeting how Israel just kept sinning and it really didn't matter. And you and I can just be like the same way in America. You know, that's not really a big deal. But yet, we need to be aware of sin, but not just be aware of it, but to hate it and ask God for forgiveness for it and ask Him for help to go in a different direction for our life. So what would it take for God? Would it be something if one person beat up seven people? You'd be like, you know what? All right, God, now I'm in awe of who you are. What does God have to do to get to your heart? Not just that you know about Him, not that you just love Him, but you're willing to say, okay, God, this is the area of my life that I need help. How far does He have to go in order for you to divulge the things that are going on in your life? So Father, we walk in independence most of our lives. We think we can do it. And here you have some Jewish people that thought they could just act like Paul and act like Jesus and say the words, but yet it cost them. They got beat up. But beating them up wasn't the big deal. The big deal is people recognize, hey, I'm going in the wrong direction, and this God knows about it, and I need to let Him know, and maybe some of my friends know so they can hold me accountable, because I don't want to keep going in this direction. So, Father, would you help us do that? Would you help us humble ourselves before you and do true heart work as we ask for your forgiveness, but then let the truth out into the light instead of hiding in the darkness. For your glory, Jesus, would you do this? In your name I pray. Amen. Thank you for joining us for our Let's Talk Ministry. Have a great Friday.